This is audio clip A on the Kingsweir to Froward Point walk route. From this spot, where the path rises towards the road, there is a fine view across the river to Dartmouth Castle. If you let your gaze pan to the right from the castle, it passes across the wooded flanks of Gallant's Bower Hill before settling on the sleepy inlet of Warfleet to its right. It was down the Warfleet Valley that Royalist forces came to attack the town during the English Civil War. They set up guns at the mouth of Warfleet Creek and trained them on the town and the castle. The castle was besieged for a month before it surrendered and Dartmouth fell into Royalist hands. They promptly installed a garrison of 2,500 men here, but those soldiers can't have felt at home. Dartmouth had declared for Parliament at the start of the Civil War, and the Royalists had little support in the town. To strengthen their hold, the Royalists set about building a fort on top of Gallant's Bower, between the castle and Warfleet. The new fort was intended to protect the castle from a landward attack. The Parliamentarians did indeed come back and attack, but when they did, they used the local knowledge of Dartmouth men to outsmart their opponents. The Royalists were quickly routed, and almost 1,000 fled to Gallant's Bower Fort, but in freezing conditions they quickly surrendered. Their lives were spared, but their weapons and food were confiscated. Some defeated Royalists also found short-lived refuge in Kingsweir Castle. This is a squat, square fort on this side of the river, close to the water at the estuary mouth. I'm afraid you'll have to take my word for it being there, though, as it is not visible from anywhere on this walk route.